a landmark piece of legislation has been signed into law, and this is designed in order to try and shift Ireland away from a take-make-waste economy, a throwaway culture. It incentivises the use of recycled and reusable alternatives to wasteful, single-use, disposable packaging, and it moves Ireland closer, according to the government, to being among the first in the world to emulate disposable drink, eliminate, I should say, disposable drinks cup. That's your coffee, you go for every day, that will be gone. And it also attempts to tackle the long-standing problem, which many of you have contacted this programme a lot about over the last number of years, tackling illegal fly tipping and littering. Well, with me in our studio here in Killarney to talk about this in more detail is Green Party representative based in Killarney, is Diarmaid Griffin. Diarmaid, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for inviting me in.
Now, this is the Circular Economy Bill signed into law last Thursday. A number of different things. Talk to me about what can be done here. CCTV can now be used to help catch those fly tipping at certain locations that are known for the dumping of rubbish. That's something a lot of people will welcome.
Yeah, I know there was. I was reading local papers, and there was a lot of talk about it for a long time, you know. And GDPR coming in, and people that were dumping using that as an excuse to get off, saying that you're invading my privacy. But thankfully, Green Party TD Oisin Smith has put this into law that you can use CCTV in areas that are problem areas of dumping, and. You can get people convicted then, so you have proof there that they're dumping. So I think in a place like Killarney, we value our tourism, we value, we're proud of our town. I'm thinking of the Tidy Towns volunteers, work schemes, and you know, even county council staff. You know, it'll hopefully take a burden off them.
Yeah, anything you can do to I suppose, the soul-destroying dumping of rubbish in an area, the work that they have to do, the amount they collect, the spring clean every year, the tons of rubbish that we see collected, hopefully this will do something to limit that.
Yeah, yeah, like it was particularly bad during lockdown. I know that we had, and I suppose the positive was people came together and they had, you know, they were able to, you know, when the restrictions are lifted and were able to, there was a good community effort there that I was involved in, and just to get the place back, you know, especially the National Park back to its glory again. But yeah, this hopefully will help, and anything that helps take the load off is welcome.
Yeah, single-use plastics to be done away with, and the aim for Ireland to be the first country in the world to get rid of disposable drinking cups.
That's it. Yeah, I suppose what it reminds me of is the plastic bag levy, a little bit, where at the time, you know, there were people didn't really
know how it was going to work. Businesses saying, what's this going to cost me?
It was unknown, you know. But I suppose with this, the positive maybe of this is that people have already been, you know, it's been trialled up in Galway in cafes. People that bring their own cup actually get money off a lot of their coffee in a lot of places, because it actually costs money for the cafes and the shops to actually buy those
to have a stack of cups there that cups, they have to serve out to people.
Exactly, yeah, and you know, the idea here is that it'll take 3 months to come in, where there's more consultation with cafes, just to make sure it's smoothly done, but that people will bring their own cups, and if they forget them, there's going to be a cup there that you can put a euro deposit on and use it and bring it back. You can get your euro back or keep the cup, you know. And
yeah,
there's different, you could spend as much as you want on your own cup and customise it or whatever.
Yeah, part of this plan and part of the legislation will be to bring in a strategy and national food loss prevention roadmap, and that's to stop food ending up in landfill, food being wasted in the first place, given all the carbon emissions it takes to produce food in the first place. And obviously the energy and the lack of equity in terms of people in parts of the world who have no food, and we're throwing out record levels of food. I mean, in Ireland each year 250 tons of food waste is generated. Yeah. That plan to tackle that, it's not going to be easy. It's going to have practical, maybe innovative solutions. The question is, will the money be there to promote and forward and develop all these strategies and crack that nut that's been with us for a long time?
Yeah, it's been there for a long time, and like I've been, I suppose I got involved in the Green Party in 2019. I was always kind of conscious of my environment growing up in Killarney, and I just was waiting for things to happen that's made sense, you know, common sense. And I think finally the time is here. like with this bill, the incentive and the kind of the intention is there now, and I'm seeing that with throughout the government. And even this bill, this bill that we were talking about here, was it was passed by everyone. It was cross party support for it. But the food comes into it. It's very much, I think, a third of food is wasted. It's a time when, you know, it makes sense in our pockets too that we can save money. Where a time where cost of living is going up, we need to value things like we did before. Back in my father's time, there was a pig slaughtered and you'd use everything. You know, there wasn't any waste. But unfortunately, now we're wasting a lot of things. But I think yes, the intention, the money will be there, because this is becoming like so important now, and I suppose it's just the time has come, you know.
Yeah, okay. All right, look, we're in a situation, Dermot, whereby the government again last night have failed to agree the finer detail on agricultural emissions targets, with political business now winding down for summer break. It looks now like it'll be September before this is done. We've got, you know, there's criticism coming from environmental groups, and the Green Party's own chairperson last night criticising Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's inability to agree to higher reductions. As you know, as a Green Party member, 30%, 22%, your party is pushing for the higher level of this because you feel this is an emergency, and if we don't tackle it now, there will be a major problem. What's your feeling on how difficult this has been, and will your party be able to get this over the line?
Yeah, it's been, I guess there's been lobbying of government agricultural bodies just to get reduced the impact, you know. But this is change that was going to happen anyway. We realise, you know, that we need to change things, and change happens all the time. It's not easy. But what I would like to see, actually, myself, is to see more smaller scale production of finer food. I'm thinking about Killarney, people in Killarney wanting food that's produced locally, and that's going to be also less carbon, so less travel miles. All these things can be worked out. It's not as scary as people think. There's going to be alternatives to this. You can do things you can farming in a low carbon way. That's the agriculture needs to step up as well, and all sectors have to, you know, play their part, because we're all in it together. We all breathe the same air, and we're all going to be affected by the impacts of climate change.
30% is pretty scary for farmers though.
Yeah.
The prospect that they're worried about how it will change what they do, the way they do their work, how it will hit them in the pockets, and how quickly it'll all have to be done.
Very, very true. What I feel like is that the positive of this is that the government is there to support farmers in transitioning. There's been so many positive stories where, farmers are paid to do the right thing in other environmental causes for habitat loss and such things like that, to protect the habitat. Earlier in the week, I was in the Maharees, where farmers are paid to protect their sand dune system and their land there and that fragile ecosystem.
And that's a source of income for them that will replace something else that they've lost.
Yes, yeah, and that's kind of has a success story there, where you've got that money being paid to do the right thing and just to make that transition, you know, and make it just.
Final point, Dermot, your party's in power to get these things over the line. That's why the Greens went into coalition, because they have said that they are following the science and that we need to do things now. We can no longer push this off, put it down the line. If it doesn't get to the higher end, if Eamon Ryan doesn't get it across the line or can't get agreed, do you think your party would walk from government over this? And on the other side, the same thing is being asked of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil if they don't get it to a lower number and say, you know, lessen the impact on agriculture, which is a large part of their constituency base. Do you think the Greens would go out of government if they can't get a deal on this? Because it's your reason for being in power.
Sure. My personal view is I would like to negotiate as much as possible. I think carbon is the big one, but it's not the only one. In my view, you know, there's so many things that are taken into account when we talk about Green Party. It's also a social justice party, and
if you walk away, you lose all those other things as well.
That's it. I think that we need to be mindful of all the good that's being done. You know, that the way things are going, and I suppose not get hung up too much on numbers, but that's my own view, and I'm sure it'll be worked out in the next few months.
Okay, all right. Well, Dermot, look, thanks very much for talking to us. We'll await the finer detail of the circular economy bill, but definitely change coming along those lines in food waste and disposable coffee cups and single-use plastics. That's Dermot Griffin there, who is the Killarney representative of the Green Party.